Hi guys, welcome and welcome back again to our podcast. My name is Faith Kilonzi. This is Global Tech Sellers. I'm one of the hosts today, and we are so happy. Today I'm joined with also one of my co-hosts, who is Rona Joy. Rona, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm so happy. Mm-hmm. I'm pumped. Is that the word?
Why?
Because we have an amazing guest.
Okay. So please, Rona is already doing the introduction. So please.
Sorry. Sorry.
That's why you're my co-host. I think it's good. It's good that we help each other in
We help each other, right?
Yeah. So today, as you can read from the title, we're talking about digital marketing and how to break into digital marketing. And I mean, all of us, we are here to learn. Mostly because we just brought an expert, guys.
Oh my.
And I personally, I don't want to do any disservice to you because I just want you to introduce yourself with all these credentials, please. Joy, okay. Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. My name is Joy Mugambi. I am a digital marketing expert currently working at Moringa as product marketing manager B2B.
Nice.
We have two Joys in the I had to say that.
Yeah. That's why I called you Rona.
There's also another fact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are both Meru.
Oh yes.
We had to be repping the county.
Repping the county.
As you can see, I have no I don't have anyone on my team, but I'm happy to have you guys. I'm happy to host both Joys today. Hope I get some joy today.
Yeah, well. you will.
Yes.
You will.
Yeah, so Joy, we're so happy to have you. I think personally I got to know you sometimes back when I was working at Moringa as well. Didn't interact as much, but yeah, I could see your work. And I think the first time actually when she was doing social media marketing and she used to do reels on Fridays and go to work and everything.
Used to get so many views.
So many. I mean, I was always looking for myself on the Instagram and see if she has posted me.
Yeah. I remember. You used to like that.
Yes, you used to like that a lot.
Yes, actually, I think everyone, that was a nice era. Yeah. We used to enjoy being, I don't know, on our channel.
Yes.
And I never... I don't know. I don't.
You
like
didn't feel like you had to force people to be on there because have you guys seen those TikToks where people are like,
they're marketer. They're like, not again.
Yeah, people are hiding behind their desks.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway, that's some of the work that you do, right? Mm. And just as we talk about digital marketing and how to build a career in digital marketing, we just want to understand your journey before you got to where you're at. Mm-hmm. Why digital marketing and how did you start?
Okay. My journey is very interesting. Oh my God. I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
People will wonder. But I did business IT in uni in GQAT.
Mm-hmm.
For my undergrad. So obviously when you're job searching at that time, everyone is throwing you into tech.
Yes.
So everyone is, everyone is your peers, mm-hmm. your friends,
mm-hmm.
People, when you unaambia, manze niwe maliza campus, mm-hmm. tafuti any job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that tamaking face.
Yes.
So I was only getting IT kind of related jobs.
Yeah.
And for a minute, I didn't feel like, that's the direction I wanted to go.
Ooh.
Yeah. So my mom asked me, you don't have a very good job. What do you want to do? And I remember I told her I want to get into marketing. I had started side hustles here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember where I used to work. It's a really good company. Shout out to Next Technologies, guys.
Oh,
from
yeah. 2016.
I've heard of them.
You heard of them?
Yeah. Yeah, so around that time, I met very, very passionate engineers.
Nice.
Let me call them engineers.
Yeah.
From Next,
mm-hmm.
And they were pushing me to become an engineer like them, and I was like, nah. Missy Lali Savarum tena.
At least you knew what? Yeah, that's also the other thing. Woof.
Yeah, so I decided to venture into side hustles just mm-hmm. to survive Nairobi.
Yeah.
And then that time is when now I realized, okay, you can sell.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone kept motivating me. Mm-hmm. You can sell. You're good in sales. Try mm-hmm. sales. Try mm-hmm. sales. Yeah. So I got myself into sales. And believe it or not, I mm-hmm. sold trucks.
Ooh. That's a big thing.
That's a big thing.
You were selling a truck.
Because even the clientele is very different for trucks.
Yeah, very. But I managed to have my own clientele. And wow. I was selling trucks for a minute. But then I remember my mom asked me, what do you want to do? Like, you don't have... She felt that was not a well-paying job.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I was in the IT space
yeah.
and I was trying to get out, I didn't know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her I would love to get into marketing. So she said, right now you don't have like a stable job, mm-hmm. you know, try and study. So I enrolled in UN for my postgrad in marketing. Wow. So I did MSc marketing, global marketing management
okay.
major. So while I was studying now,
mm-hmm.
A friend of mine, she's called Grace. Shout out, Mbesa.
Yeah.
So she was working somewhere mm-hmm. in Westlands.
Yeah.
It was a sales job, but yeah. we were selling, I'd say, IT tools.
Okay.
Like ERPs, POSs, and what's not. So from there now, mm-hmm. I got another opportunity. Through someone
mm-hmm.
and that opportunity is what now got me into digital marketing
okay.
because it was a really nice company. I learned a lot. I have so many friends from that company. So I applied for that role mm-hmm. and
so what role is this?
It was digital and display advertising.
Okay.
So that was how I got into digital marketing.
Yeah. Yes.
So at that time, it was also sales because mm-hmm. you're selling digital spaces.
Mm-hmm. Like the billboards. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. Yeah.
The
yeah.
banners, etc.
The banners, okay.
Basically, you're using that website to mm-hmm. the website, they're called what, tools?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we were selling the, let me call them digital spaces for mm-hmm. those websites.
Yeah.
So basically you're looking for clients who can advertise on that particular website.
Yeah.
So I remember it went really well because I don't know if I'm supposed to mention mm-hmm. those clients' names, but they were really well paying clients. And then I just realized I'm very passionate about digital marketing and I started studying for myself.
Yeah.
So I went online, started reading,
mm-hmm.
Practicing. Yeah, and that's how I got myself here.
Nice.
From there, I mean, it's...
History.
You did graduate.
Yes, I did graduate.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
I have a question before we go to the next. You know, when we talk of digital marketing for us, we just know, like...
Social media,
TikTok, that's it. So maybe you can give us the whole 360 degree point of what digital marketing is. Because I think for me, I just know it's you come here, Joy does this, and oh, you're a digital marketer. That's it.
Yeah.
Digital marketing is very, very broad, I'd mm-hmm. say, because it has aspects of even UX.
Yes.
And front end.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But aside from that, what I'd say businesses call digital marketing mm-hmm. is social media
mm-hmm.
Management,
yeah.
PPC, which mm-hmm. is performance marketing,
yes.
whereby you use digital tools to advertise
yes.
Your brand.
Yes.
And then there's also content marketing is part yes. of digital marketing. So yes. the influencers in the house. What we are doing here, podcasting is also part of digital marketing
oh, yes.
and content.
Mm-hmm.
There's also SEO, so search yes. engine optimization.
Yeah.
That's also part of digital. It's quite broad. There are people who also are in digital, but then analytics.
Analytics
yes,
as
so
well.
Marketing, analytics and research.
Because it informs
yes.
what to market. Okay.
Yeah, that's
nice.
Also part of digital.
Mm-hmm.
BI,
business
intelligence. It's also, you can classify it under
digital marketing.
Yeah, wow. So it's quite broad.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the path that one decides to choose. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I'd say like at Moringa, for instance, a digital marketing resource would ideally be doing performance marketing, social media, content management, creative direction. Can I say a creative director? Yes. Because you have to work with a designer.
Yes, to know how it's going to look.
Verify if the creatives are within the brand's guidelines and so on.
Yeah.
And part of social media strategy. So you're the team that creates the strategy for the business in terms of social media.
Thank you. Now I know.
You've you even like realized that you'd want to do.
It is actually. It is.
You can see it's beyond dancing.
I used to think it's only the TikTok. Yes. People used to. Anyway, never mind.
Okay, backstory. Mm-hmm. So when we started, we grouped ourselves into running different social media platforms depending on your strong suit, right?
Yeah.
So I took Twitter, she took TikTok, Mwikali took YouTube, Diana took Instagram and all that, basically for different reasons. Mm-hmm. But for her, it was because she was excited about TikTok and creating dances on TikTok.
That's all I used to do. And these people told me, no, Rona, it's not working.
Imagine the dancing.
I stopped.
No, there's nothing wrong with the dancing. It's just that sometimes it was not in line with, for example, now we are doing an episode on digital marketing.
Yes.
So when you start advertising on digital marketing, will you do Terminator digital marketing?
But I will do that.
Yes. So it was, I think you can still include dance in marketing our podcast. We just need to figure out maybe a way of making sure that whatever we're, if it's a trend maybe coming up, we need to figure out how to put ourselves
like
in
yourselves
it. Yes. And speaking of which, now, also I'm very inspired by your journey because I feel like, you went into something business, IT, then you realize that it wasn't something you're interested in. Then you explored some of your interests and maybe even created a career out of something that you are interested in, and just being able to marry the two. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in finding out, for someone trying to start out in digital marketing, what do you think are the, in terms of skills, what are some of the things that you
they
need to learn?
Okay, so I'd say if you're starting out, there's a lot of free resources that you can use. For instance, there's Google Digital Garage. I don't know if you guys are aware of it. So it has a lot of free courses around digital marketing. So you can start there, start studying, start familiarizing yourself with the tools in the market, with the trends in the market, with some of the things that, you know, if you want to be an expert in the field, some of the things that you have to do, you know, that is one of the free resources. And there are so many other free courses that you can start studying, because it is the easiest job, I'd say.
Yeah.
How, you know, the way it's so easy for you to take a picture and sell yourself or market yourself online. You guys are techies and are doing it very well. Shout out to Diana, because that's how I found out. I'm like, these are my friends. I know these people. They have a podcast. What?
shout out to Diana.
See how people are discovering us. You also found it through Instagram.
Yes, through
Instagram. That's good. Yeah, so someone is working. Employee of the year, if she was here. So
I'd say start researching and studying. Use the available free resources to skill yourself. And then from there, the more you practice, the more you become better.
Yeah.
And then the more your value increases. So when you tell people you are a digital marketing person, at least there's a skill to it. You're not just saying that because you can take pictures on Instagram.
And now I'm thinking of it now from someone who right now, maybe I'm not employed somewhere. I don't have a company that I can use as part of my portfolio in terms of the next person I'm coming
what
to.
Can I,
yes. So as someone who doesn't have now that platform, how can I practice to make sure that maybe I can approach the next client and tell them that I can do digital marketing? What are some of the things that I need to show for me to maybe get the job or something of that sort? or mostly get a portfolio?
Mostly, mm-hmm. digital marketing is about doing.
Yes.
You know, you have to be, you have to get on a computer and do the work.
Yes.
So while you're doing the work, again, all these tools, you can practice on them.
Yes.
You can learn how to do, for instance, meta ads.
Yes.
You will see the, I'd say, the theory, maybe from videos or whatever, but you actually need to go to Ads Manager and try creating an ad yourself.
Correct.
So once you try that, you have something to tell someone, okay, I can do this. I can try and do this. Or rather, I know how to do this. So you upskill. You learn different platforms, how they work and how to use them.
Yeah.
And then you package yourself as someone who can do it. Some of these platforms, they do have certifications. So, for instance, if you finish maybe a course on Google Digital Garage, you'll get a certificate.
Oh, yeah.
So you can use those certifications to back approach yourself clients. Up and tell them, okay, I have this and this. I have this from Facebook. I have this from Twitter. I have this from whatever. I can do this and this. I have a maybe Google Analytics certification that, you know, I have read, I know how to use Google Analytics. I know to set it up, etc. So once you have those certifications, or even any that you receive from a free course that you do, you can package yourself as someone who knows, or a professional who knows what they are doing in terms of digital marketing.
I'm curious, as a digital marketer, do I need to be like artsy, a person who, this is on a very light note, like do I need to have, I'm just thinking of myself and I think I'm not a person who is creative. Drawing and all that. So do I need to have that to be a digital marketer?
Yes.
It's needed.
Whoa. Unless if you choose one path, maybe like SEO.
Or content.
And maybe performance.
Yes.
There's not a lot of creativity visuals. Or visuals that go into it. The creativity is very strategic.
Yeah.
So you have to know how maybe to copyright and so on and so forth.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But for... If you're doing the whole package,
you need to be creative.
Yes.
Like you're very creative. You must be very creative.
You have to have some element of creativity. Otherwise, your social media strategy will take a dip. Yeah, you need to learn how to, you know, use the platform that you have, the business that you're selling or promoting, and see how to create probably content around it that is engaging, content that is educative for some cases.
Yeah.
And basically win the hearts of your customers. You can't do that if you're not, if you don't need some element of creativity.
So that's one of them skills.
Actually, I was watching something the other day, maybe a video or something, and one of the things that people were talking about was in the age of AI, now that you can tell ChatGPT, help me advertise Global Tech Sailors or give me a caption for this, there was the benefit of being a creative in digital marketing is the fact that there's that creatives, that unique creativity that you have or you bring on board that AI will not be able to replicate. And I think that really solidifies that. What are your thoughts on AI and digital marketing?
I have some thoughts.
Please.
You know, I can actually tell a caption or a copy that has been written by AI by just reading it.
Wow.
Yeah. There's no, you know, AI is good. It helps. I'm sure all marketers right now are very, very happy that right now generative AI is, you know, the thing. There are so many tools that we can use. But slowly, I have this feeling that over time, there's gonna be very, can I say, how do I call them? There's going to be, like, you know, the way everything just looks the same.
Yes.
I feel like sometime soon, that's going to happen. Because if marketers are becoming lazy and using AI to generate captions, to generate
everyone
copies.
Everyone will just be posting the same thing.
Yeah. So the tone will be the same. So all of us will be just sounding the same.
Yes.
Because the captions, the copies, they are all AI generated.
That's true.
So if you can, mm-hmm. as a marketer, please use your brain still.
Mm-hmm.
Use your element of creativity.
Yes.
You can use AI, mm-hmm. but balance it out.
Yes.
So that there's that human touch.
Yes.
In every, yeah. you know, in your copies, in your content, in mm-hmm. even the images that you use.
Yes.
Put some humanity in it. At the end of yes. the day, you're not selling or you're not promoting whatever product
mm-hmm.
you're selling out there
yeah.
to robots. You're selling that's it true.
To human beings. Yes.
So yeah. we have to connect
with the again, humans.
With yeah. the human. The actual life part of that brand is brought out by human beings.
That's
so
true.
Let's still try and keep that consistently. Otherwise, I feel like this is gonna be a time that everything just feels the same.
The same.
There's no human touch.
Yeah.
Say,
and it will not make sense at that particular point because if you're trying to convert me to be your customer, but whatever you're displaying, I can't connect with it.
Yeah.
Then
yeah, you can connect.
You can connect, but to some extent there will be
there's a gap.
Uh-huh. That okay, I don't know, but you know, funny thing is, people mm-hmm. who don't use AI.
Mm-hmm.
might not see or even yes. be aware of what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because you, as a consumer or mm-hmm. as an end user,
yeah,
and you know this particular brand, you would never tell. It's very hard to tell
mm-hmm.
if they used AI to promote a product.
Okay.
Yeah. But if you use AI yourself, mm-hmm. you will know.
Yes, you will yes.
know. That caption.
Actually,
it's
that's
not
true.
It.
That's that true. Copy, why? Why that's is true. Everything unlock?
Yes. Unlock, why are we unlock the future yeah. of freelancing by watching yeah. our
the
recent
unlock, episodes. Unlock. Everything is just unlock. Or mastering. And then this caption have some funny emojis.
Yes, yes. Yes, every time. Now, I feel like my mind has registered this. I think so much that on LinkedIn, people like writing on LinkedIn. There's just, every time I see a brain yeah. emoji, then there's the rocket.
Or a rocket.
Or, yes,
you know.
There are so many. There are so many. Every time I see them, I just don't feel motivated to even read what this person posted because I just feel, like, I already feel like this ChatGPT generated this one.
Yeah.
Like, and it's, to some extent now, like you said, because I'm in this space and I use AI as well, like these emojis have become so part of me that every time I see it, my brain has registered, don't read, don't.
It's AI generated.
Yes, it's AI generated. There's nothing new here.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah. and it's actually very bad.
So it's like at the end of the day, we are saying it's good to get that balance as much as mm-hmm. AI is here to help. We need to.
Yes.
Yeah, you need to use your brain. So
that's
if,
true.
For instance, you ask AI for an idea,
uh-huh.
You don't have to follow it to the letter.
Throughout, yeah. Yes.
You can actually improve or play around with the idea and mm-hmm. put your own flavor in
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, AI becomes a tool that
yeah.
helps you navigate your work or
yes.
the digital space that
mm-hmm.
you're in.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, you're also using your brain.
Your brain.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't be here if humans never used their brains.
That's
so
true.
We still need to use our brains.
Yeah, that's
Do you,
true.
And in the spirit of laziness and all that, I feel like sometimes, every time you think there's an easier route, you're more likely to follow the easier route.
Mm.
And our brains, I feel like our brains are... such pieces of meat, very, very, very lazy. The moment you know there's an easier option, you just feel the need to.
Go
so how do you balance?
I use AI a lot. I use
yes.
AI, I think,
mm-hmm.
every day.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just don't want to think.
Yes.
I'm like,
oh, yes.
Why should I think?
Mm-hmm.
Please give me ideas. And
yes.
then I'm like, ay, this is so robotic. It sounds so robotic.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like metal.
Yes.
I don't know if there's a way you can have, you can taste metal
uh-huh.
or feel metal in, you know,
mm-hmm.
in words. If you watch
mm-hmm.
these TV shows that
yes.
have a lot of AI
yes.
And machines and whatever and robots,
mm-hmm.
I feel like, this thing feels metallic.
It's
yeah.
like you can feel it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you, so... this is what I do. I use AI, but
mm-hmm.
then I use my brain. a bit. Nice. So it makes everything better.
Yeah.
It makes everything feels personalized. Mm-hmm. It feels like a human being did this job, you know.
Got it. Yeah. Got it.
I think there was also the question of, do you think digital marketers will be replaced by AI? But clearly from the discussion,
it's not happening. I don't think they can. What I know is digital marketers, if you are a digital marketer, you have to use AI because it's a tool that enables your work and makes it easy.
So
if you're doing SEO, there are SEO tools that use AI. So if maybe you wanna do something, AI will help you do it faster, but you still have to do it. It's like an engine.
I have now another question. In your digital marketing journey, what would you say has been your the biggest challenge you've faced as a what's that challenge when you're getting into digital marketing that for sure kidogo
there's some bit of I'd say saturation and abuse of the word I'm a digital marketer. So if you're a content creator, yes, you're a digital marketer, but
yes,
what can you do beyond content creation?
Yes.
So I feel like I struggled through my journey, showing people my value. Like, so what can you do beyond content creation?
Yes.
Can you do performance marketing? Do you understand what it is? Do you, can you do analytics? Yeah. So I had to push myself to learn these things and to be, I'll call it a guru. Like, you know, if you're in a space where maybe you're talking to a director somewhere and you're trying to sell your value, they don't want to hear that you can just create content.
That's true.
You can just take pictures.
Are you a graphics designer? You know, there's borderline. So you have to sell yourself as a package. Yeah. And that value, packaging yourself and showing that value, I feel like that is what I struggled with. But I found a way. So the way is...
That's why she's a guru, guys.
Yeah.
That's why.
Look at her now. Senior.
Anyway. Sorry, please. Yeah.
So you have to constantly keep learning the trends.
Yes.
Constantly keep updating yourself with the most common tools that people use. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. The normal tools, Google, you know, just learn what these platforms have that is new. Familiarize yourself, know how to use it, so that even when you're speaking to people, you're not speaking from a point of ignorance, or you're speaking from a or speaking from a point of, okay, in the past tense, I'm talking like,
because things keep changing, right? Very fast.
In digital space, it's the new age, I'd say. Things move quickly. What we were doing last year is not what we are doing this year. For instance, on Google Ads, I think in the last, I'd say 1 year, there's been like 2 more new channels or 3 that they've added, and imagine you're a digital person and you don't know that
and you're calling yourself a digital marketer.
Like, you don't know. Then you go somewhere and someone asks you, have you tried running any campaigns on Performance Max? And then you're just there like, what the hell is
Performance?
You know, or demand gen, and people are like,
what's that?
You know, so you need to keep familiarizing yourself with changes, what's happening on these tools. Learn, try. I mean, practicing is free. Jaribu tu. Ukijua how to create an ad, learn how to become, to make the ad better, for instance. How do you optimize? How do you make it visible to the right your target people. Audience or whatever? Like, keep perfecting that skill. And when you're speaking to people, speak from a point of, this is what I can do for you.
Yes.
This is what I'm good at. And people eventually will give you a chance. People will give you a chance. And when you're given that chance, prove yourself.
That's true. Yeah.
Prove yourself by doing an excellent job.
Yeah.
And you, from there, everything will be history.
History.
Yeah.
So, in most of your answers, actually, since you started talking, you kept mentioning something about social media strategy. So what do you think, what are some of the things that I need to have on my social media strategy?
Is this free consultation for GTEC sellers?
yes, please. Don't worry. When you make money,
you guys, got it.
Subscribe so that you can get money and consult for real.
Yeah, so I'd say for your social media strategy, mm-hmm. you need to be aware of mm-hmm. your goals as a business.
Yes.
So what objectives do you have as a business to yes. begin with? Mm-hmm. So you're on social media. What are you trying to do? Are you trying mm-hmm. to create awareness for mm-hmm. your brand?
Yeah.
Or are you trying to get engagement for your brand?
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, are you trying to get sales
mm-hmm.
For your brand?
Mm-hmm.
What exactly are you doing with the products that you have?
Mm-hmm.
So you position
right now
yourself.
We just want to get...
Like, for instance, money. I'd ask you for GTEC sales.
Okay,
what
right
is your
now
product? So your product would be
the podcast,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. if the product is the podcast, mm-hmm. who are your target audience? You define that.
Uh-huh.
Techies, are they techies
yes.
only? If they are techies,
yes. and so, tech enthusiasts. And people.
So you yes. Mm-hmm. So you know in this space that I'm at, these are the people that will
talking.
Engage with oh. my content or yeah. find it valuable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when you're creating your strategy, you have to put all these things in mind. Your mm-hmm. target audience, which is mm-hmm. like your end user or your customer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And your own brand.
Yes.
How do you want people to perceive you? Do you want mm-hmm. them to see you as a safe space
yes.
or a fun space
mm-hmm.
or an educative podcast?
Mm-hmm.
So you mm-hmm. define your product
yeah.
and then you create content that is relatable, one, mm-hmm. to that target audience
yes.
and also communicating what your brand is,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So basically, there's no right or wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep trying and
yeah.
testing, because you could have an idea of what your people want to maybe hear
yeah.
or see on your socials.
Yeah.
But the day you try something different,
like
you
my
realize,
dancing.
Yeah. like your dancing, you know? The day you try something different,
yes.
you realize, okay, these people are resonating more with
mm-hmm.
this type of content. You
yeah.
know? They want to see more girls, for
mm-hmm.
instance.
Ah.
Yeah, because it's a girls
That's
podcast.
That's why we have the girls.
Yeah. yeah. Or they want to see more guys in
mm-hmm.
the space, maybe
yes.
of a particular... You could be probably talking about, let's say, like DevOps or
mm-hmm.
cybersecurity.
Yeah.
And you find all the podcasts that you create
mm-hmm.
that have maybe cybersecurity experts,
mm-hmm.
they are... Like, there's more people listening to them.
Yes.
So you realize, okay, in my podcast, the segment that has cybersecurity
has,
is the bestseller.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. So when you're creating maybe your social media strategy now,
mm-hmm.
You know, part of the content that we have to create
it's
maybe
for,
more often that
mm-hmm.
is pushing our brand is
mm-hmm.
cybersecurity.
Yeah.
And you might find even you've
mm-hmm.
moved completely to
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah.
Your entire podcast now is about cybersecurity.
Yeah.
Or you have like a whole segment about
mm-hmm.
cybersecurity that
yes.
never existed.
Yeah.
Because that's what your listeners want to hear.
Yeah.
So I'd say if your brand is new, just
mm-hmm.
keep trying and
yes.
testing, especially
mm-hmm.
around content.
Yes.
Keep trying, test new tricks
mm-hmm.
of doing content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and you'll eventually find a balance where people utaona what people are interested in.
Yeah.
Are they interested in meeting maybe you guys in person? Do they want like a live recording of this? Can
Tell
it be
us,
an
guys.
Event? yeah, you know.
Tell
is
us.
It like a tech event
uh-huh.
where it's also like a podcast
yeah.
whereby maybe it's what do we call they're called panel
yes oh, panel discussion
panel discussion
mm-hmm.
is it like a panel discussion and you're also recording are they
yes.
fascinated about
mm-hmm.
that type of content you know
yeah.
and then you'll figure it out somehow you will
thank you
yeah.
we just
thank
got free consultation
thank you
we need to
and
be better
ideas. Don't invoice us
no.
we have a lot of ideas. You actually have a lot of ideas
yeah.
we need to side by you
Great. That's the problem. Yeah. I don't know. I usually feel like my brain is always running.
Yeah.
Is that normal? Is
because you're a creative.
Yeah,
you're
creative.
Really?
You're creative. Yeah, I think it's very normal.
My brain is going.
Uh-huh. Yes.
All the time, it's just going. I'm like, bruh, calm down.
That's resources.
Resources, yeah.
That's in your, and that means you're also very resourceful, which
yeah.
is good. Which is
I
good.
Have a question,
mm-hmm.
another one. So for us, most of the techies, the software engineers, usually have communities. So I don't know if something exists of the sort for digital marketers, or probably just people you follow on, I don't know, newsletters or something to keep you accountable in your journey as you're getting to that digital. Do you have such, are there such communities? I don't think I've ever.
I think there is.
There are.
Yeah, there are. But I'd say mostly people who work in the agencies have like thriving communities.
Okay.
But I'd say, I don't know, people who work like us with the customer of the agency, which is like these businesses, I haven't heard of one. Maybe they are there, but pardon my ignorance.
No.
I don't know. Maybe they're there. But I know people who work in agencies have like thriving communities.
And people can also look for mentorship and all that.
Yeah.
You can also listen to Global Tech Sellers and get ideas like this one.
Yes.
Yeah. So as a parting shot, as part of, as we wind up really, I wanted to find out, in case if you were to start all over again, how do you go about it?
If what you were
what is something different you would do?
I think I dragged the process. I should have, you know, decided from the start I want to do digital marketing and start studying around it or researching early. So I took 2 years to work in digital marketing fully, which I feel like is such a long time. So I'd encourage anyone who probably feels they want to get into the space, start doing your research. Reading those things is not interesting, but eventually for some you might not even feel like you want or you understand these terms, but just keep at it. You'll familiarize yourself with what impressions are, clicks, CPC, CPL, and all that shit. So you will know.
Jargon to us.
You will know. When I was starting, I used to feel like, okay, I have an idea what this is, but how, like I was struggling so much. But the more you keep learning and researching, the more you become familiar with the terms, you become familiar with the skills that you need to have, and the tools available in the market. So I'd say, for instance, if you're in that space, just ensure you know maybe probably how to do web analytics. So that is, for instance, using Google Ads. So you can do courses, not Google Ads, Google Analytics. So learn how to probably use Google Analytics to get website insights for any website, for instance. And learn maybe how to set it up. If you find a client that tells you, I'd like to set it up from scratch. I don't have a website. Or there's this person who's making my website. So, okay, website kikuja. Learn which tools to connect so that you have full visibility of that business, that online business, right? So keep learning and researching, familiarizing yourself with the different segments of digital, and I'd say try and know all of them. Try and know all the segments and the tools in every segment.
Okay.
Where can we find you?
In terms of social media,
sudo, amadi, sudo, corporate, sudo, which ones?
Basically, someone right now, because you are very resourceful, like you've established here. Even us, we'll consult you in some more. And I think, I'm sure there's someone watching who might also need a
mentor
or a consultant. Please, where can they find you?
If
professionally.
If you're looking for digital marketing experts, someone who can guide your business, you can reach out to me on LinkedIn. Joy Mugambi. Slide through. Or send me an email. joynasipe@gmail.com. I'll see it and I'll respond.
We'll link those contacts below.
Yeah.
Because very useful.
I'm sending me a link.
Hell
no.
Thank you, Sal.
No,
No problem. You didn't have to pay extra link, but yeah. So yeah, it's been so wonderful having you here. And we are so grateful that you shared all these gems with us. Please. I've learned so much.
So
I feel
hard.
Like we need to copy paste a lot of these things for
yeah.
GTS. Please, I hope you hold my hand to make sure that we spearhead this social media strategy.
Yeah.
Those newsletters, guys, they are coming.
Mm-hmm.
And please. We have a lot of resources. I feel like we're very resourceful as a podcast. And
I think we
a lot of people deserve to hear about
yeah.
us.
Yes.
We just
yes.
need that strategy.
Yes.
I'll only be.
Nice. Don't worry. The dollar is going down. It's going down. Guys, we can afford. So thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having
me. So so good.
I've enjoyed myself so much.
Mm-hmm.
Hope to come back soon. And I
yes.
hope all the listeners, you enjoy my content.
Mm-hmm.
So that they invite me. If you don't interact with this content, they'll be like, ah,
comment.
No.
But yeah, why don't people comment on this podcast? Please, can you comment so that we know if we should bring Joy back?
Please comment. Comment.
Thank you. Thank right. you.
Thank you so much.
And yeah, please subscribe to our channel and follow us. Bye bye.